You're listening to SBS News.
After more than 8 years of negotiations, a free trade deal between Indonesia and Australia was signed in March. And this week, it's being put to the Australian Parliament. Speaking after a bilateral meeting with Indonesian leader Joko Widodo, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the House of Representatives will look at the deal today.
And then it'll obviously move through to the Senate soon after that, when they reconvene after estimates. And I was very pleased to be able to relay that to President Widodo. Now, as you know, they have two options for proceeding, down the presidential path or down the parliamentary path. It's my understanding that they're continuing to see down a parliamentary path, and that's still very much with them.
The deal allows 99% of Australian goods to enter Indonesia duty-free or under significantly better preferential arrangements. Meat, citrus, grains and horticultural products will be given automatic import permits, and Australian-owned universities will be allowed to operate in Indonesia. All tariffs on Indonesian imports into Australia will be eliminated. The number of Australian work and holiday visas given to Indonesians will increase from 1,000 to 4,100 in the first year, before increasing to 5,000 over 6 years. Mr. Morrison says the deal will further solidify Australia's relationship with Indonesia, as well as its standing in the Indo-Pacific region.
It's where we live, it's where we engage, it's where our future is, and it is where so much of our present also is, in terms of our trading relationships, our people-to-people relationships. So this is a very significant relationship. We have a comprehensive strategic partnership. It was the first place I visited, and he was the first leader I met with after becoming Prime Minister just over a year ago.
Labor had been under pressure from the unions to block the bill due to concerns over worker exploitation arising from the importation of foreign workers and the limited rights they can exercise. There are also concerns about provisions allowing foreign companies to sue the government. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the party will support the bill.
The Labor Shadow Cabinet, when we considered these matters, had a unanimous position going forward, because when you examine the detail with the changes that we're proposing, this is good. It is important that we have a good relationship with our neighbour to the north in Indonesia. There are enormous economic advantages we will have as Indonesia grows into the future.
The changes Labor has sought from the government include a guarantee that the agreement protects Australian jobs, an assurance those on temporary working visas won't be exploited, a review of clauses that would let companies sue the government if the law changes adversely affect them, and the termination of old bilateral agreements. Dr. Patricia Ranald is the convener of the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network. She says it's disappointing that Labor is supporting the agreement, as it contradicts the party's policy.
Their policy, adopted at the end of last year, which they've actually had for several years before that, is not to support investor rights to sue governments in trade agreements, not to support the expansion of numbers of temporary workers who are vulnerable to exploitation because they're tied to one employer and can be deported if they lose the job, and a number of other issues in the Indonesia Free Trade Agreement. For example, it does not have any commitments for governments involved in the agreement to support and implement workers' rights or environmental standards.
She says given there's been no change to the text of the Free Trade Agreement, it's unlikely the assurances Labor has sought from the government will be followed through.
We would prefer that the legislation wasn't passed until there was actually renegotiation of some of the aspects of the agreement, for instance, to take out the rights for foreign investors to sue governments altogether, and to also take out the provisions for increased numbers of vulnerable temporary workers.
In Jakarta, the free trade deal will have been tabled in Indonesia's parliament for 60 days by the end of November. At that time, it can then be ratified by either a parliamentary vote or presidential decree. Amy Hall, SBS News.